USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of several wildfires burning in California, the one north of Sacramento that destroyed the town of Paradise, is now the deadliest blaze in state history.
An additional 6 human remains were recovered, which brings our current total to 29.
The county sheriff there. Meanwhile, President Trump is blaming poor forest management for the wildfires in California, saying, quote, remedy now or no more federal payments. Democrat Adam Schiff says the president's now playing politics with the wildfires.
This is a president who, more than any other, is punitive. And I think we saw that in the tax cut by taking away state and local tax deductions. That was aimed at the blue states. Basically, he is only the president, I think, in his view, of those who voted for him. The rest he could care less.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see 2 gas stations and 1 sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
New evidence released about the murder of a Saudi journalist in Turkey early last month. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Audio of the chilling graphic details of the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been released. A Turkish journalist claims he's heard the recording, and Khashoggi's last words were, "I'm suffocating. Take this bag off my head. I'm claustrophobic." He says it took 7 minutes for him to die with the plastic bag on his head, and only 15 minutes to cut up the body.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer says airlines continue to shrink seat sizes. He's calling on the FAA to comply with a law that he offered that requires the agency to come up with minimum seat size standards. Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry said to be recuperating after having shortness of breath after a weekend performance in New York. The 68-year-old Perry collapsed in his dressing room after a show at Madison Square Garden. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
The price of a gallon of gasoline continues to fall around the nation, reaching a point that 4 states, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Missouri, have at least one station selling at $1.99. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average has fallen to $2.68 per gallon. That reflects the savings of millions of dollars.
Americans are shelling out nearly $100 million per day less on gasoline than they did in early October. That's because the national average is down about 23.5 cents per gallon in the last month. It currently stands at $2.68 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
Florida Democratic candidate for Governor Andrew Gillum is calling for all votes to be counted in his race against Republican Ron DeSantis. At a church yesterday, the Tallahassee mayor said it's no longer about his campaign for governor. Gillum did concede to DeSantis after Tuesday's midterm, but withdrew it as a recount was ordered. Arizona Senate candidate Kyrsten Sinema is extending her lead over Republican Martha McSally. The latest vote count has Sinema ahead by over 32,000 votes. There are still over 160,000 ballots that have not been counted, though, in that state. The winner will become Arizona's first female senator. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.